Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Brisbane. This is your 9am Zlines with Jet and Marilyn. In local news, floodwaters rise overnight for central Queenslanders in Charleville. Whilst the Bureau of Meteorology shows no significant rain is forecast, the town has been isolated for 3 days. Charleville resident Pat Hagney told 9 News people don't know how much water will come. The council is discussing opening the flood levy to allow locals to recover.
In national news, new data shows 75% of the Great Barrier Reef is bleached. According to data released by the Australian Marine Conservation Society, AMCS, half of the reefs surveyed ranged from high to very high bleaching. This has been attributed to marine heat waves where water temperatures have seen an increase in intensity and duration with climate change. AMCS Great Barrier Reef campaign manager Dr. Lisa Schlinder insists the Australian government must create nature-positive laws that will stop more climate pollution and in turn increase bleaching. This includes stopping the approval of fossil fuel projects, the reparation of catchment areas, and lifting emission reduction targets. In other national news, more than 1 million mobile phones may be unable to call 000 in a few months due to the shutdown of the 3G network in Australia. Telstra will switch off its 3G network on June 30th, and Optus is expected to switch off its 3G network in September. Despite this deadline fast approaching, about 113,000 Telstra customers have not upgraded their handsets. There is also a subset of older 4G-enabled handsets that may be unable to call 000 once the 3G networks are shut off due to the way that they are configured. This raises alarm as to how ready Australia is for the shutdown of the 3G network.
In international news, former defence chief to lead Australia's probe into Israel's airstrike investigation. Mark Binskin, former defence chief, will engage with Israeli defence forces to determine the Israeli government's sufficiency and appropriateness in dealing with the airstrike. This comes after Australian Zomi Francom was amongst the 7 killed earlier this month by Israel's attack on the World Central Kitchen aid convoy in Gaza. Binskin will advise the Australian government on any further action or representation acquired, as well as ensure those responsible will be held accountable. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is currently none, and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, sitting in the very high band. That's all for your 9am news, folks. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Head to 4zz.org.au.
Okay, here's the situation.